Good morning, Oregon. Thank you once again for loading me down and queuing me up. I'm Finn J.D. John, bringing you another daily episode of the Offbeat Oregon History Podcast, which every weekday brings you another story from the archives of the Offbeat Oregon History syndicated newspaper column. Full details are at offbeatoregon.com. Do check that out when you can. But first, sit back and relax. Let me tell you about the Dee River in Lincoln City. It's a part-time holder of a world record. Fans of the tiny Lincoln City waterway and partisans of the Roe River in Great Falls, Montana, have been swapping good-natured jibes and calling each other's rivers drainage ditches for some years now. The two rivers are, at one time or another, holders of the world record for shortest river in the world. Here's the story, which, by the way, was first published on June 14th of 2010. In the middle of Lincoln City, travelers on Highway 101 often stop to pose under a small road sign. It reads, Dee River, World's Shortest. And if those travelers happen to be from Great Falls, Montana, home of the 201-foot-long Roe River, chances are they don't believe it. For several dozen years now, there has been a running debate between Lincoln City, Oregon, and Great Falls, Montana, over which of them gets to be the home of the world's shortest river. Even Johnny Carson, the legendary host of The Tonight Show, has gotten involved, on the wrong side, by the way, if you're rooting for the Oregon team. The Dee River was named in a contest in 1940, when the town around it was called Dee Lake. The concept was to give the world's shortest river the world's shortest name. The river lets the water from Devil's Lake flow out into the sea. It's not exactly enormous. It's about 30 feet wide and, at most, 3 feet deep. In the summertime, it's easily waded across. Its original survey had it running 440 feet from the edge of the lake to the extreme low tide mark on the beach. Well, that worked great until 1987, when a group of middle school students in Great Falls realized that the Roe River at 201 feet was less than half that long, and at that point, the fight was on. The kids marshaled some powerful support when they got booked on The Tonight Show. It worked. The next edition of the Guinness Book of World Records listed the Roe River as the shortest river. Well, as you can imagine, that raised some hackles in Lincoln City. Everyone said it was all in good fun, but some of their remarks had a bit of an edge to them. Quote, a group of school kids in Great Falls basically went out and got a drainage ditch surveyed for a school project. David Gomberg, the director of the Lincoln Falls Chamber of Commerce, was heard to grumble. Now, as a drainage ditch, the Roe would be something to see. Its stream flow is in the range of 2,300 cubic feet per second, or about half the size of the Mackenzie River at Leeburg. Moreover, the Dee itself isn't actually huge, but then it's almost never 440 feet long either. In fact, it's only that long twice a year, at the two maximum low tides. With the title on the line, Lincoln City's locals started thinking it wasn't a fair way to measure this river. So a local survey company sallied forth on a spring tide and measured the river at its shortest, with the tide as high as possible and the ocean practically lapping at the footings of Highway 101. The result? 120 feet. Well, armed with this information, the Lincoln City partisans went back to the Guinness Book publisher to petition for a new trial. Well, in 1990, the Guinness people agreed to update the listing so that it listed the Dee River as the world's shortest during high tides, and the Roe as the world's shortest at other times. Both could keep their world's shortest river signs and information, and everybody was happy. Well, almost everybody, apparently, because in 2006, the Guinness Book of World Records quietly dropped the shortest river category altogether. It could be that they were simply sick of getting pestered by diehard fans of both rivers, urging them to declare a clear winner. Or maybe they simply ran out of space. They didn't say. In any case, with neither the Guinness Book nor Johnny Carson to judge the case, there's nothing stopping both rivers' boosters from claiming victory. That's it for today's episode. You've been listening to the Offbeat Oregon History Podcast. You can get all the information about our service and the newspaper column that it's a part of at offbeatoregon.com. That website is also where you'll find full citations to sources for this story, which for today's episode include an article by Nikki Price, a book by Harriet Baskus, and the Lincoln City website. Our theme music is by the Atlas String Band, atlasstringband.com. It was written by Carmen Ficarra. This podcast is covered under Creative Commons license. For details of that, see offbeatorgan.com/cc. Coming to Corvallis, do drop me a line and let's grab a cup of coffee. My class schedule this term is murderous on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but on Mondays and Wednesdays, and sometimes Fridays, I'm usually around. Be a great time to get together for a cup of coffee, or maybe even a pint if it's late enough in the day. That's it for today. Tomorrow we have a Stories, Legends, and Lies of Oregon entry, which originally was going to be a Stuart Holbrook story, but unfortunately I had a catastrophic hard drive failure on my cell phone on which I had typeset the story, and consequently I'm going to have to go with Plan B. Plan B is a plan that I have no idea what it is yet, but we'll find out tomorrow morning. And until then, go ahead and fill up the rest of today with good stuff. Bye now.